Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Stevie Dan bringing us back there. I like that guitar music. Some serious guitars on anything you hear of Stevie Dan's. Welcome back, 7-Tel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Ken Grumbach staying with us. He's the author of The Age Curve. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. And Ken, thank you for 13 great years. This is your 13th anniversary.
Is that bad luck?
No, it's good luck. anything attached to me is good luck, Ken. You know that. Come on. Throw me a bone here, Kenneth W. Grumbach.
Yeah.
That's the name of the book, by the way, folks. Go ahead, Ken. Give us your website.
Okay, it's kgcdirect.com.
Right.
kgcdirect.com.
Can they find your book there?
My book is there. My blog is there. Everything is there. You can see videos of me making a fool of myself.
That's worth the trip, by the way, folks. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, listen, just an important thing, and this is what I was in Arizona 2 weeks ago speaking to 750 CEOs of small to medium-sized manufacturers.
Wow.
It was very cool. They all said the same thing, and this is very, very important. And I'm talking to parents now that are listening to me out there. Tell your kids that going to college and coming up with a neutral-based major is not going to be the answer going forward.
Like philosophy or political science.
Manufacturers all said the same thing. There's 10% unemployment, and they're begging for workers.
Yeah.
They can't get
them. It's called structural unemployment.
We got
workers who are not qualified for the jobs we have available.
And these are jobs that a kid can be in his 20s and make a wage so he could start a family. I mean, real wage.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another situation. I'm speaking to in Tennessee to a big trucking conference in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they are, and it's not the same thing, not quite the same thing, but they are 200,000 truck drivers short.
Yep.
200,000 truck drivers short.
And all you are is a certified driver's license away from getting one of those jobs.
Exactly. Now it's not as high paying.
It's not glamorous.
It's not glamorous. It's not a high paying job. But you know, today driving a great big rig today with all the technology that they have, that would be kind of an adventure, I think.
Well, it is for some people. I mean, for some people, they would rather not do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I deeply admire truck drivers. I really do. And
well,
it's
amazing what they accomplish and for as safely as they do it.
Yes,
no question.
So the question that the theme of my suggestion is it's not necessary for everybody to go to college. It just isn't. Period.
Well, especially Ken, when you realize that the 21st century is not about. It's not about muscle. It's about productivity through technology, and leveraging technology, leveraging innovation. I mean, as I said in the previous hour, Ken, I talked to a man who had just built a brand new paper mill, and he built one just like it 10 years earlier. And I said, how many people did it take you to get this plant operating and run it? He said it takes 400. He said that's half as many as the plant I built 8 years ago, 10 years ago. 400 jobs less, but he said 100% of those people use technology in their work.
That is exactly what I heard from these manufacturers.
Yeah.
Is that the jobs that they are offering are not it's not muscle,
right?
It's technology,
mm-hmm.
and they're wonderful jobs. They're satisfying
jobs. And none of them require a college degree.
Yes, in varying degrees, absolutely correct. What's going to happen, Jim, is we have a wonderful generation in our country that the rest of the world does not have. It's called Generation Y. They're currently 7 years old to 26 years old, the largest generation that we've ever had, the best labor force we've ever had. It's just
larger than the boomers
by about 3 million.
Yeah,
it's going forward. The United States is the center of the earth. The United States. The best days for the United States are ahead of us, not behind us.
I like hearing that.
And that's the theme of my talk to the truckers. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely positively correct, and I can prove it statistically.
But Ken, we've got to get our workforce aligned. We've still got not just workforce. We have too many 20th century paradigms that are not aligning with 21st century realities.
That's exactly correct. And I even say it just like that. Did I steal that from you?
No. Yes, you probably did. I didn't steal it from you. But no, I've been talking about this for a long time. Exactly. Well, of course, you and I have been feeding off of each other for 13 years. But no, it's exactly right. And it's government. It's unions. It's the marketplace. It's schools. It's businesses. We all have this alignment problem. We got to fix it. And I'm counting on you to make that happen, Ken.
Well, my pleasure.
Fix that before you come back, okay?
Take care, man.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for 13 great years. We'll see you next time. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.